Cattle producers choose a unified policy stance. Next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
If you want your mind and body to be up to the task of running the farm, pay attention to what you eat. A proper diet goes a long way in helping to promote your physical and mental health. And it's not just what you eat, but also how much you eat. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com.
These are real producers across our country that represent a lot of different segments of the livestock industry to say, hey, us as cattle producers, these are the things we really need, and we really need them now.
That's Billings, Montana cattleman Turk Stovall summing up the recent Common Ground Summit in Denver, organized by the Livestock Marketing Association. Barb Downey from Wamego, Kansas, was among the 40 attendees.
I'm pleasantly surprised that we are setting aside differences and moving forward on actionable items, that we are identifying things we agree on and that we can work towards together.
Among the issues, ag-friendly tax policy, access to labor, support for young and emerging producers, and sustainability. Nebraska rancher Greg Ibaugh is a former USDA undersecretary.
Bringing together members of different organizations that sometimes diverge on policy opinions and trying to find some uniformity, I think, will help us be more effective in Washington, D.C.
And back to Stovall, who also moderated the summit.
As land goes out of production, as producers don't come back to the farms, at what point do we wake up in the morning and we find out we can't feed our country? And it becomes a national security issue.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.